Thank you. And yes, indeed, it's Mike and Kim, and we're honored that you've invited us into your area.
Hey, I want to remind everybody that the Old West Days is coming up in Valentine last weekend in April. And I'm going to feature something today from Yvonne Hollenbeck, who is instrumental in the Old West Days.
Very good. Well, before we do that, let's do this. Tri-State Livestock News. If you're looking for ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture information all in one place, then you really need to check out Tri-State Livestock News. They offer that and so much more. Every week, you can get the latest in livestock news. That sounds pretty on target, doesn't it? Stay informed and stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. You can visit online at tsln.com, and that's where you can subscribe.
Our friend and your friend, Yvonne Hollenbeck, wrote this about 22 years ago now.
Whoa.
And it was called Irvy Lost the Cat. And it kind of caught my eye because I had a granddad Irvy, not the one that's in here, but she did add this is all true. So okay. Let's see what happened. For everything's a season, and I guess the saying's true. This poem is about the ending of a cat skinner we knew. He lived down in the Sandhills Ranch, a long, long way from town, and Irv had bought a good used cat to excavate some ground. He loved that blasted caterpillar, used it every day. He drained a bunch of bog holes and cabled lots of hay. But trouble loomed around the bend when plans began to mold to build a redwood deck onto their house, or so I'm told. They got into an argument about an old elm tree, 'cause it was right smack dab where the deck was planned to be. The wife thought that it would be real nice to leave it blooming there and build the deck around it. But tension filled the air. Old Irv thought that idea was the worst he'd ever heard. The deck would be a dumping ground for an elm tree full of birds. He waited till she went to town, then fired up the cat, then hooked log chains around that tree, jerked it out in nothing flat. He drug that tree out through the yard and past the cattle lot, and when he went to bury it, he was in for quite a shock, 'cause mingled in the roots he saw what looked like water pipe, and he got that sinking feeling that he might have caused a fight. And sure enough, he almost caused the next big world war. When she came home and saw the mess that she screamed with shock and horror. It was like the 1880s when they went to bed that night. No indoor bath facilities, no water, and no lights. The next day brought a repairman, and they say it took a week to replace all of the damage, and the wife would still not speak. A local John Deere dealer came and hauled that rig away. She sold the cat to pay for all the damage done that day. Now several years have come and gone, and they have moved away. But folks will not forget the tree that lost its life that day. They both forgave each other, and their marriage is intact. But neither will forget the day that Irvy lost the cat. Yvonne Hollenbeck, thanks for sharing here on The Good Stuff today.
And I've got a few government pieces of... Tidbits of thought.
Of what?
Tidbits of thought.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The nearest thing to eternal life we will ever see on this earth is a government program.
Yes.
The most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
That'll scare you right out of your boots.
I consider all proposals for government action with an open mind before voting no.
That's kind of the way a lot of politicians do it, it seems like.
Yeah. The taxpayer, that's someone who works for the federal government but doesn't have to take the civil service examination.
Interesting. I was already a nervous wreck about my upcoming surgery. It didn't help matters when the admitting nurse absentmindedly asked me, have you had a hysterectomy before? Now, that was from a guy, remember?
That's a little nerve-wracking. And here's Kitchen Confidential. I hang on to my old beat-up appliances as long as they keep working. I thought my wife shared or at least accepted my philosophy. But the other morning, I saw a note posted in front of my 16-year-old coffee maker. Jurassic Perk.
Jurassic. I get it.
Yeah, that's by Bill Schmidt. And let's do one last one before we wrap it up. Two old friends, Ned and John, lived for baseball. Then one day, John died, leaving Ned inconsolable. A few weeks later, Ned heard someone calling his name. He looked up. Standing on a cloud was his old pal. Ned, John called down, I have good news and bad. The good news is there's baseball in heaven. Great, said Ned. What's the bad news? You're pitching Sunday.
That's an old one, but a good one. All right, folks, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening, please, to The Good Stuff.